Oz and Katie.
Coffee and toast, just like every other morning.
Knock, knock, knock. Morning, Lena.
Hey, Marco. I'm just trying to decide whether to wear a beige blazer or a taupe top.
Wow, the fun never stops around here.
I know. I count on you to liven things up. How's your love life?
Don't ask and I won't tell. It's been a slow parade of accountants and barbershop quartet enthusiasts.
What a couple of sad snow bunnies.
My Katie from Ketchikan.
Katie?
Were you hiding behind that couch?
Sure was.
Why?
That's not important. What is important is that I came to Seattle to sink my pearly whites into all that is the Esmeralda City. You only go around this popsicle stand of life once. I have a big day planned for us.
Uh-huh.
It starts with a trip to Jungle Mike's Mary Jo store.
Hot?
Yep, and the kettle too. We're gonna vaporize... We're gonna vaporize some cannibals. We're gonna be stony birds.
She's the girl that you call.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Katie.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
And this is my cousin Lena and my pal Marco.
I'm Janice. I'm your bud tender.
It smells delicious here.
I did not know that there were so many different kinds of marijuana.
As many as there are stars in the summer sky. The night sky, not the day sky, which wouldn't have any stars.
Well, the stars would still be there. You just couldn't see them.
Yeah, except maybe the sun.
There's a myth about the sun that I've always liked.
The one with the turtles stacked on top of one another?
No.
The one about the sun being a big lemon tree whose flowers are sweet, but the fruit is impossible to eat.
Not that one.
Lena, Marco, you know what is happening right now? You guys are already getting a contract tie.
Whoa.
All right, Django, tell us what's on special today.
Well, let's see what we've got. Spinning Sally, Spotted Dick, Uniclops, Dead Man Dancing, Gary Jr., Tipperando Mermaid, Last Train to Clarksville, Royal Marxus, Courtney Fleetfoot of Pennyworth. Now, what are your plans? Because if you're watching a movie and eating Fritos, you want one kind of pot, but a very different one if you're going to throw an orgy.
Well, I guess I can let the bag out of the cat. Lena, Marco, I have taken your cellular telephones and downstreamed a game on them.
What kind of game?
Oh, are we talking the game?
Yup. Donkey Kong Go.
In that case, you'll be wanting Kermit the Kush.
Kermit?
You're gonna find it's pretty easy being green.
Great! Off to Volunteer Park. I've heard there are Mario Brothers lurking everywhere.
Sandbox Radio does not endorse the smoking of marijuana in public places. But we don't not endorse it either. Hell, we don't care.
Okay, here it goes.
Smooth.
Smooth is right.
I'm turning on the game. Whatever we do, we should stick together. Lena? Marco? Oh, that didn't take long for us to lose each other.
Wow, this game is amazing. It's like living in a candy-colored cartoon world. Oh, wait, I don't have it on.
Hi.
Well, look at that. You there, you're the big pink rat.
I'm a capybara.
You aren't real. You are virtual. Me, I am living in the material world. Because I am a material girl.
I'm a capybara.
And if there is one thing that we know, that science has proven, it's that girls just want to have fun. It's all about fun. Because when the phone rings in the middle of the night, your father asks you, what are you going to do with your life? You need to be ready. And if the person on the other end says, hello, is it me you're looking for? You have to say, how the hell do I know you called me? What number are you trying to reach? And do not say 8675309, because this is Pennsylvania 65000. Oh, 65000, the numbers just keep going up and up.
I'm a capybara.
But what goes up, must come down. Spinning wheel, spinning round, ride a painted pony. Wait, why would anybody ride a painted pony?
You can ride a capybara.
No. It's the wheel of fortune that goes spinning around. The wheels on the bus, those go round and round.
Uh-huh.
Bus, hop on the bus, Gus. Hey, capybara.
Yes, Lena?
I really think I need some help.
Hop on my back. I'm a capybara.
Sandbox Radio does endorse the bareback riding of capybaras.
Katie? Lena? It's me, Marco. Guys, come on, where are you? If you can hear me, just say polo.
Hello.
Hey, look at you. You're a big thing. Who are you?
My name is Bambalacha.
What are you?
My daddy was an old junkyard dog. And Mama, she was a brick house.
Huh. I would not have expected that that particular union would have resulted in something so...
Sexy?
That's the word. Oh, God, look at my legs.
I could look at him, or I could take a picture, which would last longer.
My legs are literally and figuratively 10 feet tall. They're freakish. How have I never noticed them? How is it that I'm still 5'9", but my legs are 10 feet tall? What if there's a bunch of stuff on my body that I don't know about? What if I have a nipple on my back?
Then you'd have 3 nipples.
What if I have a row of nipples running down my spine?
Then you should see a doctor or call La Leche League.
I don't think I should be in public.
Why don't you and me go back to my yurt? I have a jar of Nutella and a sleeve of saltines. We can try to figure out my Rubik's Cube, and then we'll take a bath together.
Okay, that works.
Sandbox Radio is not liable for injuries resulting in smoking marijuana and taking a bath.
Sure hope Lena and Marco are okay.
Roar!
Oh, hello, Bear.
You're not afraid of me?
I know you're not real.
Are you sure?
I've smoked some Mother Jones. I'm playing a video game, so I'm pretty sure. Plus, I'm from Alaska. I know bears aren't blue and they don't talk.
A very well-reasoned argument about my non-existence. Are you enjoying living in Seattle, Katie?
It's a funny town. The little things, like kids' names.
Yeah. Appalachia, come get your nut-free PBJ.
Remember, Diazepam, just because you're gifted doesn't mean you don't get to learn, too.
Wiggle Bottom!
Yeah?
How was your first day at Mime Aversion School?
It was loud.
When everybody is special, nobody is special.
Everybody is in such a panic about checking things off their bouquet lists. They don't seem to be enjoying anything.
Angie, did you see that Seattle Weekly just published a list of the 50 things you must do in Seattle right now?
Claire, the stranger just published a list. 200 things you must do in Seattle or just kill yourself, loser.
We have have to do all these things.
All of them.
You know what I think?
Let me guess. That everybody should chill. You know, be happier keeping it casual.
You are from Alaska.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Yep, and chances are I always will be.
You gonna stay around these parts?
Well, like Doris Duke used to say, queso, queso, the furniture's not ours to see. Maybe it's grown on me, but I do hear good things about Saskatoon.
You want to help me find your friends?
I'm enjoying just sitting here being a stony bird. I'll probably just watch the sunset and then stop for a clam sandwich at Ivy's.
Well, I've got an appointment in the woods. Later, Katie.
After a while, Bear. Aw, Seattle. Look at you, all pretty in the twilight. If you can ignore the cranes overhead and the needles underfoot, you're so damn gorgeous. Oh, I can't stay mad at you.
Next time on Cousin Katie.
Saskatoon?
What do you think?
What does Saskatoon have that we don't?
Well, the world's tallest funicular, the best Hungarian bookstore in North America, the longest sushi bar in the world, a bubble wrap factory, a town mascot who is a three-legged Great Dane named Mike, as well as a certain je ne sais quoi.
I love sushi.
I'm a capybara.
Oh, Katie. My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie.
This segment of Sandbox Radio appears in the episode Gold Rush, recorded live at Town Hall Seattle on August 29th, 2016. It was engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Christopher Stewart, and mixed by Dave Pascal. Find full episodes in iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher, and at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.